Hey, it's me, your buddy, Philip DeFranco. Thanks for tuning in to what is part two of your Monday Philip DeFranco show. If you missed part one at any point, you can click up there to watch it, or it's the top link in the description down below, or, as always, you can go to youtube.com/DeFranco. For those of you who have maybe missed the last five shows that I put out, right now we're having to split out the shows so that we have a show where we talk about very graphic things like part one, which we uploaded earlier, which is the kind of content YouTube often suppresses, resulting in lower views, getting in front of fewer people. And then we upload part two, which is what you're watching, and we hope that it doesn't get suppressed so you can watch this and then, after today's show, watch the other part, because it's incredibly important. But with that said, welcome back to the Philip DeFranco Show. Buckle up, hit that like button, and let's just jump into it. And the first thing we're going to talk about today are celebrities. They're just like us. I hate those segments. Here's Gwen Stefani walking her dog. Can you believe? I mean, sure, yeah. Not all celebrities are crazy aliens. I mean, some, sure. But no, the story is about celebrities and really about their reaction and their involvement in protests as well as the use of their platforms. And this kind of breaks down into two situations, the people who have used their platforms and the people who have gotten backlash for potentially not using them effectively. But first, let's talk about the ones who have been speaking out, like the many we saw attending some of the protests this weekend. There were a ton in Los Angeles, right? You saw people sharing a photo of Ariana Grande. Grande also tweeting about attending, saying all throughout Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, we chanted, people beeped and cheered along. We were passionate, we were loud, we were loving. Tessa Thompson sharing footage. Michael B. Jordan was also seen in Beverly Hills. Halsey also attended protests both Saturday and Sunday. She also brought medical supplies to help at the second, and this was notable because she was actually hit with rubber bullets at the first. We saw the likes of Jamie Foxx speaking in Minneapolis.
All I wanted to do is let you know that we're not afraid to stand. We're not afraid to stand. Mm-hmm. We're not afraid of the moment.
But protesting wasn't the only way that celebrities were showing their support here. I mean, sure, you had people speaking out on social media. We also saw the likes of the newly famous, with the queen of TikTok herself, Charli D'Amelio, also posting about this, saying that she, as an influencer, feels that she has a job to speak up and address racial injustice.
We all have a voice. We need to stand up for what is right and stick together.
But also, you had a ton of them donating to a variety of funds related to this, including Chrissy Teigen, who tweeted, "I am committed to donating $100,000 to the bailouts of protesters across the country." Right? And these bailouts refer to the funds all around the country set up to cover the bail for protesters arrested during these protests. While there are many that praised her for this, if you went to her replies, there were also a lot of people criticizing her, criticizing the protests, mentioning the looting, saying she was essentially supporting that. To which Teigen replied, "Ooh, they might need more money then. Make it $200,000. Right, and around this, you had a bunch of other celebrities like Seth Rogen, Ben Schwartz, and Steve Carell posting that they matched a $50 donation to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, though there they did receive backlash kind of from both sides. Right, a number of people saying, "You're claiming to help the protesters here." Then also wondering if they are supporting bail for people looting or destroying things, though we don't know all the details of how these organizations allocate bail funding. And then on the other side, you had people essentially saying it wasn't enough, with tweets like, "If I see another millionaire celebrity match a $50 donation, I'm gonna lose it." And for what it's worth there, you did have Seth Rogen later adding that he donated more than $50. Also, I'll mention this here because I had so many people requesting this. We should mention Jake Paul for a moment. He was trending all over the place over the weekend with a ton of people bashing him. I mean, the video on Twitter has tens of millions of views. And among the footage being shared, it showed Jake Paul inside of a mall in Arizona that was being looted in connection to the protests. Right, and here some claiming that he was looting, and here a number of people pointing to it looking like he had a bottle of vodka that had been stolen from P.F. Chang's. And when you look at videos from the scene, it looks like someone else got it to him. But even without the allegations against a millionaire that he was looting, there were a ton of people angry that he even attended this. Right, some people thinking he was out there for vlog content or clout. And as far as Jake Paul's response to this, he ended up tweeting out an explanation, right, saying that he was not looting, just documenting what he saw while attending what started out as a peaceful protest, and adding, "I do not condone violence, looting, or breaking the law. However, I understand the anger and frustration that led to the destruction we witnessed." And for those that have been asking for my opinion on the Jake Paul situation specifically, just to be transparent here, you should take my opinion with a grain of salt. I have an anti-Jake Paul bias. It is my opinion that he is a generally bad guy who knows how to mimic being a good human when it serves him. Based off of everything I've seen thus far, it appears like he was there for content to be a tourist to the chaos. But there, I'd be more than happy to be proved wrong by a video that doesn't contain some sappy music, that's definitely not a damage control PR, but this should also be probably the least important aspect of this whole story that we're talking about. Right, and so I mention all of this to kind of get to the final point here, and that is, what role should celebrities play? Because while we see celebrities who are engaging in whatever way that they're engaging in, getting support and hate, there's also recently been a conversation about celebrities who do not use their platform. And I think a large part of this conversation stemmed from Don Lemon actually talking about this on his show Saturday night. He started out by saying that a lot of the people that are protesting right there on the ground, they're leading the charge here, they don't have much to their names at all. But then saying that he knows that wealthy celebrities are not willing to do the same, right? And saying this particularly about Hollywood leaders and specifically black celebrities with large platforms.
But a lot of people I asked to come on this show to talk about this wealthy celebrities, wealthy political people. I can't do it. I'm mad. I don't want people to see me mad. It might hurt my business. Or I'm so upset that I had to go to my country house and I just can't do it. Where are you? Why aren't you fighting for these young people? If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? If you are a millionaire or a gazillionaire or a movie star or a politician and you don't step up now, when the hell are you going
to
do it?
Also going on to say that while people donating is good and helpful, they also need to speak up to bring visibility to the issue so young people have something to look up to.
If they see you out there, then they know there's that person like me. There's that Oprah like me. There is that Jay-Z like me. There is that Colin Kaepernick who is like me, who is on television because of the knee, and now it is all coming full circle.
He later goes on to call out people like Ellen and Tyler Perry as well, saying he's calling them out because he loves them, saying even though they do donate to various charities, he wants them to be doing something more in this moment. Right, and so with this story, I would love to know your thoughts regarding the role of celebrity at times like this. And then let's actually talk about a story that we briefly touched on this morning. I mentioned that it was a whole can of worms, and here are those worms. Right, and so a large part of this is around the fact that Twitter is hiding a tweet from President Trump saying that the president was glorifying violence. That tweet is still up, you have to click it to see it, but that's a situation. And it's a situation that actually concerns two stories. The first is that last week, Twitter slapped a warning label over a different set of tweets from Trump, with Twitter explaining they did this because Trump was posting misleading and inaccurate information related to the 2020 election. On Thursday, we saw Trump retaliating by issuing an executive order aimed at restricting social media platforms' ability to police their own content. And the second part of this story concerns the protests that we're seeing across the country right now. Two tweets last Thursday with Donald Trump criticizing the riots and the looting that we're seeing. In the first tweet, he says that he can't stand by and watch what's happening in Minneapolis. He goes on to slam Mayor Jacob Frey for being a weak, radical left mayor. But notably here, it's actually his second tweet that Twitter flagged because he says, quote, "These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd and I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty and we will assume control, but when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you." And while, of course, many were angry and frustrated with Trump using the word thugs. This because while supporters of the president say that he's referring to just people committing crimes, a lot of people think that he's just talking about black people. But it's actually the last part of that message that Twitter took issue with, right? When the looting starts, the shooting starts. And with that, they placed a warning over his tweet saying, "Violated Twitter rules about glorifying violence." However, Twitter has determined that it may be in the public's interest for the tweet to remain accessible. And so while Twitter left this up, users weren't able to reply or like the post, though retweets with comments were still possible. Now, following that, what we ended up seeing is the next morning, the official White House Twitter account quoting Trump's tweet. That tweet got hit with the same warning until we ended up seeing the White House later posting another tweet defending the president, saying that he didn't glorify violence and adding he clearly condemned it. Jack Dorsey and Twitter's biased bad faith fact checkers have made it clear. Twitter is a publisher, not a platform. Right, and Friday morning, we saw Trump making post after post about this, continuing his claim that social media sites have an anti-conservative bias. We also saw Trump defending his original comments, saying, "Looting leads to shooting, and that's why a man was shot and killed in Minneapolis on Wednesday night. Or look at what just happened in Louisville with seven people shot. I don't want this to happen, and that's what the expression put out last night means. It was spoken as a fact, not as a statement. It's very simple. Nobody should have any problem with this other than the haters and those looking to cause trouble on social media. Honor the memory of George Floyd." And while we did see supporters of the president saying similar things, as far as a lot of the response online, we saw a lot of people pointing to the fact that there's actually a historical context behind this phrase. Right, it turns out that it was actually first used in 1967 by Miami Police Chief Walter Headley to describe his department's plans to crack down on protests in black neighborhoods. That phrase was also even considered to have contributed to the city's race riots in the late 60s, and it is also something that on Friday, Twitter even referenced when it issued a follow-up statement. Now, notably here, that is just what we've seen on Twitter. Over on Facebook, there's a much different story, because while Trump made the exact same post there, the platform has not taken any action against it. And in fact, on Friday, we saw the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, saying, "I've been struggling with how to respond to the president's tweets and posts all day. Personally, I have a visceral negative reaction to this kind of divisive and inflammatory rhetoric, but I'm responsible for reacting not just in my personal capacity, but as the leader of an institution committed to free expression. I disagree strongly with how the president spoke about this, but I believe people should be able to see this for themselves. Because ultimately, accountability for those in positions of power can only happen when their speech is scrutinized out in the open." But also, because Zuckerberg made this decision, refusing to act on Trump's post in any way, we also saw a number of Facebook employees publicly disagreeing with Zuckerberg. Several of them taking to Twitter to say things like, "Inaction is not the answer. Facebook leadership is wrong. I work at Facebook and I am not proud of how we're showing up. The majority of coworkers I've spoken to feel the same way. We are making our voice heard." Another employee explaining, "Censoring information that might help people see the complete picture is wrong. But giving a platform to incite violence and spread disinformation is unacceptable, regardless who you are or if it's newsworthy. I disagree with Mark's position and will work to make change happen. Right, and so as far as if any of that will be effective, we'll have to wait and see. You know, we're seeing reports like dozens of employees protested the move by taking the day off to support protesters, setting their autoresponders to reflect their views. Right, that's because people are working at home, so they couldn't actually stage an in-person walkout. Also reportedly, other employees have circulated petitions against Facebook's inactivity and threatened to resign. And we may learn more tomorrow because that's when Zuckerberg will be holding his weekly meeting with his staff to discuss the dispute over Trump's posts. But ultimately, that's where we are with this story now, and we kind of just have to wait to see how things play out, both with what's already happened, as well as possible moderation of future content. Right? Will we see other instances of tweets getting flagged? What's the reaction to that? And also, the question I'll pass off to you, when it comes to the social media platforms, do you think it makes sense for there to be kind of a laissez-faire approach, right? Don't touch anything, everything's fair game. Or no, some action needs to be taken, otherwise these platforms are complicit. Right? But also, with the situation, I think it's important to consider, you know, morality or ideologies aside, how do you actually implement something without someone else calling foul? But I mean, think about how many people are on these platforms, or does that even matter if your kind of main goal is to fact check heads of state first and then work your way down? Then also the effectiveness of that is automatically going to be connected to the trust level people have with those platforms. And trust is not a thing that a lot of people are giving of in general, and understandably so in a lot of avenues, but still, I pass the question off to you here. And that is where I'm going to end today's video, part two of the Monday Philip DeFranco Show. As always, thank you for watching, hitting that like button, being a part of the conversation in those comments down below. And remember, for today, this is not the end of your Philip DeFranco Show if you have not seen the other part. So if you want to watch that, or maybe you already watched it, you want to watch the last podcast I did, both of those videos are at the ready. You just got to click or tap one of those right there. But with that said, of course, as always, my name's Philip DeFranco. You've just been filled in. I love yo faces, and I'll see you tomorrow. Or in like a second when you watch the other part of today's show.
I hope you like the video. Subscribe if you like it.